Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, December 8th, 2025. Maine was once notorious for smuggling. You can read about the rum wars, as they were known in the 1920s and 30s, in old newspaper accounts. One of our storytelling forums, we had folks showing up talking about some of the drug busts that were made along the Maine coast. The rocky shore with all the coves and inlets makes for a lot of places to hide. Despite that, there has never been an occasion where another country's government has decided to blow up one of the lobster boats because they think there might be some weed on there or something. That just hasn't happened. And can you imagine what the outcry would be if it did? One of the people that has been outraged by recent actions is Lawrence Reichert of Belfast. And he has an idea you can help out with to help make things better for one of the surviving families.
Hi, my name is Lawrence Reichert. I am a freelance journalist in Belfast, Maine, and I am raising funds for the family of Alejandro Carranza Medina, who was a fisherman from Guayra, Colombia, and was the victim of a U.S. military strike and aerial bombing that sank his boat. And his family was left without its principal breadwinner. He left behind a son and two parents who were dependent upon him. And I am planning to go to Guayra, Colombia, to deliver to the family some of those funds. The rest of the funds that I raise will be given to the family by way of their U.S. attorney, who is filing a wrongful death suit against the United States federal government on behalf of the family. I speak Spanish. I have lived in Colombia. I have been to Santa Marta, which is a city that borders the smaller city of Guayra. And I have lived, studied, worked, and traveled in Latin America for decades and was heavily involved in the fight against U.S. intervention in Central America in the 1980s. I worked with refugees in Texas, in South Texas, in Harlingen, in a private law firm called Proyecto Libertad, with refugees from the wars in Central America. I also worked with the New El Salvador Today Foundation in San Francisco. I am a long-time, albeit irregular, contributor to WERU public affairs programming, some of which was from Latin America. Folks can find my journalism work by Googling me or by going to counterpunch.org or to muckrack, one word, .com. And my name is spelled L-A-W. R-E-N-C-E, last name R-E-I-C-H-A-R-D. My fundraising efforts have the support of the Carranza Medina's family attorney in Pittsburgh. His name is Dan Kovalik, K-O-V-A-L-I-K. There is absolutely no overhead. I will be paying for my own trip. And none of this will go to the attorney. It will all go to the family. If you go to GoFundMe and just type in support family of Colombian, that will bring it up.
I can post that link as well. If you send that to me, I'll get that posted with the archives of today's program.
I will do that.
Great. Thanks, Lawrence.
Thank you.
That was Lawrence Reichert. I'll put that contact information on the archives along with today's program. For Around Town, this is Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.